T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Did you feel extra anxious for some reason yesterday and just couldn't quite put your finger on what it was? Jeff thinks he's got this all figured out.
I've solved it. No medical degree at all, but I've solved it.
Okay, Dr. Dollar, why is everybody feeling extra anxious?
Well, I think, and here's what happened. Yesterday, I was just feeling, if you deal with anxiety, you know that there are some days where you just have unspecified vibes. Like, you could just feel it, even though there's nothing going on that should cause you anxiety.
What does it feel like?
The only thing I can equate it to is, remember when you were a kid and it was Christmas Eve and you knew that when you woke up in the morning, Santa would have come and all the things on your wish list would be under the tree? That sort of anticipation type, it's not good or it's not bad. It's just like butterflies in your stomach. It's just there and it's just distracting. And then if you have anxiety, then it becomes this weird cycle of like, well, why do I have it? What is happening? Is something good going to happen? Is something bad going to happen?
And it sounds like a little like paranoia.
Yes.
Okay.
And it can evolve.
Because to me, like, waiting for Santa is excitement.
Right. Now imagine having the anticipation of something happening the next day, but having no idea what that something is.
Like, it's the physical part. Like, excitement is the mood, but the physical part of, like, your chest tightening, and, like, you kind of feel like you need to take deeper breaths and you don't really know why you can't sleep or why you're feeling antsy, and you just all of a sudden you're like, I must be forgetting something. Something must be going on that I kind of remember, but I don't know what. So your brain starts reeling and then you're just in this weird space all day.
Is it made up in your head or is it chemical in your body?
It's chemical.
Yeah.
It's chemical. So something physically is happening and then it affects your brain.
Yes, because what I think people who do not have anxiety don't understand about people who do have anxiety is when you should be feeling anxious, you don't, right? Like, so that's what's annoying about it. For me, on days when everything is just fine, I just, like, I had last year, I had anxiety for 3 straight months for no reason. Like, no, nothing. I was just anxious. For 3, and it's physically exhausting. Mm. Like, it wears your body out because you can't sleep well and you eat crappy, and it's just this cycle of whatever, and it just happens. But then if you fast forward, like, to the end of last year when I was dealing with my heart thing and we found out that we were going to have a baby and then we lost the baby and all that stuff, I didn't have any anxiety at all. I mean, I was anxious about those things, but I didn't have anything ramped up. So that's what you need to understand. People without anxiety need to understand that it's just the gift that shows up for no reason.
Weird.
So that's what's so frustrating about it, because you're like, why are you here?
So what about yesterday?
Well, I casually remarked to Janine that I was just feeling, I said, God, I don't know why, but my anxiety's just ramped up today. And she said, so is mine.
Yeah, I was like, it's just a weird anxiety day. And he's like, well, what happened? I was like, nothing's just a weird anxiety day.
And then not 15 minutes after that, my wife, Callie, sent me a text message. She goes, gosh, my anxiety is off the rails today. I can't figure out why. And so I threw up a little poll on Instagram and said, hey, if you deal with anxiety, is today a weird day? And so many people responded and pointed out that it's a full moon and it's that super moon, that snow moon thing. And they're like, when the moon is full, I have headaches, anxiety, pressure, can't explain it. It happens all the time. And I've never tied my anxiety into, like, lunar cycles. But the fact that it's the giant, weird, snow, blood, wolf moon or whatever it is.
It is. It's like the biggest super moon of the year.
I started thinking and I'm like, the moon is M-O-O-N. Your mood is M-O-O-D. how goes MOO?
What?
How
now are they call all me crazy. Connected? I do think there's a connection with the earth and science and our moods and all of that kind of stuff. So I'm not discounting it. But, like, doesn't it just make it an easy excuse not to fix it?
That's what I feel like.
Like, if you can be like, oh, it's the moon's fault, then you don't have to take any personal responsibility and do
anything
about it.
Sorry, I hit you in the face. It's the moon today.
Right.
It's acting weird. You know,
a little
it's
bit
not
of
me.
An excuse. Like, okay, whatever's happening to me, I'm just going to blame the moon.
But if there is something to be tied into it, I mean, that would be no different. If somebody noticed their anxiety somehow connected to the lunar patterns, like, you wouldn't fault somebody who has achy joints when it rains. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Like if somebody's like, oh, when it gets humid out, like I know somebody who can tell he's got a metal plate in his arm. He broke his arm when he was a kid and his arm starts to throb when there are like thunderstorms in the area because the pressure changes. So yeah, like,
that's kind of cool.
So it's possible that the moon could be affecting.
I mean, I looked into it yesterday, the supermoon, and it turns out it just looks a lot brighter. It's not that much closer because I was trying to kind of get into it. I was like, you know, it affects the tides, maybe it affects the air pressure, maybe people are sensitive to that, but it's only brighter because it's a whole science thing, but it's not that much closer. So I'm calling BS.
Pretty soon, Jeff's going to have dreadlocks and drive a VW van.
Right, I was going to be this.
He's going to be like, you know what, man?
It's the moon.
I'm in my
call me Brother Jeff.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.